You're just seconds away from a conversation with Mitch Henry. Mitch is one of the driving forces behind the ever-popular Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. This is a group of individuals that just a year ago numbered 50, but now nearing 1,000 all across the state of Iowa and in other states. Learn about the rising political clout of this organization. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. You know, no matter what age you are or your family is, you can benefit from the programs of AARP. For more, just Google AARP Iowa.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. Our guest is Mitch Henry. And if you are anywhere near central Iowa, that name should ring a bell because he is, well, along with a whole bunch of volunteers, the Asian Latino Coalition that I have seen grow exponentially over the past 6 years or so. Mitch, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here, man.
Thank you very much.
You work at this all the time.
Yeah, it's you know, really, it's a 7 days a week.
Yeah, I think.
And many hours a day.
One of the things I have told people ask me all the time, Michael, how do you get access to all of these presidential candidates, or how do you know when they're coming to town? And I always tell them, I said, you need to join the Asian Latino Coalition because you guys seem to have a pipeline to everybody. How and why is that?
Well, I think it's several of us have built up relationships over the years. Myself, I've been active in Democratic politics for over 30 years, both at the local and state level.
But the Asian Latino Coalition is nonpartisan, isn't it?
It is partisan.
It is? Okay.
It is. We are registered as a PAC, state PAC. We are actually,
I didn't know that.
We're registered as a Democratic PAC.
All right. Well, see, I've been giving bad information. I thought that you were nonpartisan.
Well, that's okay. We have not endorsed one Republican.
I see.
Nor will we.
I understand. Let's break down. You know, when we take a look at the census data indicates to us, Mitch Henry, that the minority-majority population is quickly changing. In many states, it's already happened. In Iowa, we're seeing where Latino families are going to, in the next 10 or 15 years, be the majority here in our state. Serving both the Asian community and the Latino community, what are you hearing from that demographic? What are they talking about? What are their issues? Well, and I've got a really important reason to ask you that, because it has to do with the presidential election. But go ahead.
Well, there are over 300,000 Latinos and Asians as of last year that live in the state of Iowa. They do the estimated census, I think, every summer of each year. So then we'll have our brand new census in, 2022.
Immigration. With a citizenship question, I might add.
It may be a citizen's question. I think that's an issue, along with many being fought in the courts now.
Right. So there's a whole bunch of folks that are of Asian or Latino heritage. And what do you hear them talk about when they're talking about economics, business? Because the Latino community really does punch above their weight when it comes to small business ownership.
Yeah, I think you look in locally in Des Moines. I mean, you look at a lot of small business owners who own restaurants, also clothing stores. Some drug stores, grocery stores. If you go on the east central part of Des Moines, up down that East Grand Corridor, there's a slew of Latino businesses. You got auto dealers up and down 14th in the city of Des Moines. You have car repair companies in that corridor too. So you see a lot more of that over the last 10, 15 years. And its population continues to grow. But with the Asian community, actually, they are right now nationally a faster growing population than even the Latino population. So in each group does have their issues. Immigration kind of, there may not be agreement 100%, but I think when you have issues like DACA, that is an issue that crosses party lines. So you have even Democrats and Republicans supportive. Unfortunately, you got a president that probably can care less about young Latinos.
Mitch Henry, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the working arm of the Asian Latino Coalition. Now, when we talk about the Asian Latino Coalition, is it only a Central Iowa group, or do you have members in other parts of the state?
Well, not only do we have members in other parts of the state, we have members in other parts of the country. I mean, I know of people that I worked with during the Obama campaign back in 2007, 2008, who are members now of the coalition and do not live in the state of Iowa. Mm. I mean, some live in the state of Washington, Illinois, D.C., New York. So in the state of Iowa, we have, I believe we have approximately 25 state legislators who are members of our coalition, and they're not all from Des Moines or central Iowa. I mean, we got representatives from Mason City. We got representatives from Sioux City, Davenport, Iowa City, just to name a few. So, and other elected officials, county supervisors, school board members, state senators. So we have a broad base of support even outside of central Iowa.
Now, when we talk about the Latino community outside of central Iowa, we have great swaths of Latinos, for example, in Denison, in Storm Lake, in Sioux City, and other places. And I asked earlier about, I get it that there must be concerns outside of DACA, outside of immigration, that your membership talks about. Is it healthcare? Is it what are they? Is it the economy? Is it taxes? What are some burning issues that your membership talks
about?
Well,
I think with members of the coalition, I mean, the concerns in some of these small rural areas is how they deal with law enforcement.
Huh?
There are some chiefs of police or local police chiefs or sheriffs that work very well with the Latino community. But there are other parts of the state that's not so. I mean, unfortunately, our state legislators passed in the last 2 years a sanctuary city bill. That was actually, they debated that for 2 years. It was passed in the House and the Senate last session. It was signed by the governor at the end of the session last year. So local law enforcement is, especially in the rural areas, is working closer with ICE, with the federal authorities. So that's concerning. I mean, if you get stopped for a speeding ticket maybe you get
maybe a headlights out.
A headlights out. Your license plate is not up to date. They'll stop you, and you're concerned if you'll go to jail. And if you go to jail, do you get deported?
Yeah,
but we do. But there are communities, and there's more than just like your Denisons or your Storm Lakes or your Sioux Cities. They're actually kind of like your mid-sized communities. But there's even your smaller ones up in like northwest Iowa, like in Sioux County, which is a very conservative county. But you'll have smaller communities where maybe they have a population of 1,000 or 2,000, where they'll have 15, 20, 25% of the populations are Latinos.
And many times, Mitch Henry, that is a frightening thing for the majority culture. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, well, yes, very, very. Because you see it at a national level with the Trump administration over the last 2 years. Every effort they can take to crack down on immigration, be it with local ICE, be it on the border with the border wall, be it how people are treated, verbally abused by our president of the United States.
Hmm. I want to reach another topic with you, if I can, and I think this is important to the discussion that we're having now in Iowa about the 2020 presidential race. The Asian Latino Coalition, has been able to get the ear, if you will, of every major, every presidential candidate or wannabe candidate has crossed the door of the Asian Latino Coalition. Why do you think that is?
Well, as of today, I think this is candidate number 11 or potential candidate.
This is Mayor Bill de Blasio. Yeah.
And we started off April last year. We had Congressman Swalwell visit us April last year. A day later, we had Congressman John Delaney. Then 4 days after that, we had Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who was a potential candidate at that time, decided last month.
You had Tom Steyer. You've had Kamala Harris. You go on and on and
Julian
on.
Julian Castro.
Right.
I mean, Andrew Yang.
Right.
And again, that's not all of them. So we've had a lot.
So what's the why?
Well, part of it's our branding. I would say, I mean, we're out there on social media. We're out there a lot. And so we have these events like we've been having lately. We've probably been averaging the last 2 months or 3 months, maybe 2 to 3 events a week. I mean, we've done 2 events in the last 2 days.
Tulsi Gabbard was just here.
Tulsi, yeah. Tulsi was in Iowa. Well, unfortunately, we did have an event planned with her 2 weeks ago today,
right.
But she had to cancel out the last minute because her plane was canceled. But she has been in Iowa. She was in Iowa later that evening and the following day. And she was in Iowa, I believe, the last 2 days, too.
Yeah. So it really is remarkable that this tiny state of 3 million people has all of these candidates coming through. And the more interesting part about that is they desire to be in front of the Asian Latino Coalition.
Yeah, and a good example is like our most recent visit with the mayor of New York. I mean, we get a call on Wednesday evening at 10 o'clock. From the mayor of Des Moines, Frank Yanni, and also got a text message from Mary Jane Cobb, the president of the executive director of Iowa State Education Association.
Sure.
And they both asked within a few minutes if we would host an event with the mayor today.
And this is all volunteers.
All volunteers, yes.
So, and you had a packed room for Mayor
Blasio. Packed room, yes. And I think we had about at least 25 members of the media. Most of them were national media.
Right. I mean, CNN was here. News One out of New York was here.
New York Post was here.
New York Times
was here.
Yeah.
The local KCCI TV8 was here. So we did have a slew of them here today.
Yeah.
Just like yesterday was Senator Harris.
A slew
of them, too.
Yeah. And it is at the crossroads of all things political here in Iowa.
Yes.
And isn't it interesting sometimes that when you take a snapshot, if you're not from Iowa, and those of you who are listening to this from around the world, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you do, when you think of Iowa, you don't think of an Asian or Latino community first blush. I mean, you're thinking, you know, seed corn hats and overalls and tractors and hogs, for crying out loud. But this has really become a big deal.
Well, yes, and like we stated earlier, it's just not in our larger urban areas like Des Moines or Davenport or Sioux City. It's in the small rural areas like you mentioned in Denison or Storm Lake or even in Sioux County. So every place you see a meatpacking plant in Iowa,
yep,
you're going to have a significant number of
Marshalltown.
Latinos. Marshalltown is an excellent example.
Yeah.
And that's been that way for years now.
Mitch Henry, ladies and gentlemen, what do they call you? I mean, are you you're a sort of semi-paid staffer for the Asian Latino Coalition?
Yeah, what I'm paid for is for to help the coalition raise money.
Right.
So I get a certain percentage.
And I know what that is, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a lot of money. But so this must come out of a love and out of a passion for this.
Yeah, because, you know, we raised about $24,000 for our PAC last year. Our goal this year is to double that effort in our membership. So our goal this year is to get up to at least 600 members this year. We had 300 members last year, and to raise up to $50,000. And again, we raised $24,000 last year. So what this is really important is it's like we do these events with the presidential candidates, and like last fall with the congressional or gubernatorial candidates. But when our meat and gravy for us is this coming fall, the so-called off-year elections for school board and city council,
right,
where we try to get our folks elected locally. 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, I should say, we did a very good job locally. We got two Latino members on the school board. We got an African-American female elected to West Des Moines City Council. I mean, we didn't do it all our own.
But you were there.
We were there. We endorsed. We gave contributions. So most of this money that we raise, one of two things we do. One is we give PAC contributions to local, state, or federal candidates like we did last year and the year prior. Or we reinvest in our events like we did today or yesterday.
I think it's a remarkable organization, and I will spill the beans, ladies and gentlemen. Cost to get into this is $25.
Become a member is $25 annually. You can become a lifetime member for a little bit more. And also, it never costs to walk an event.
Yeah.
So if you're a Democratic activist, you want to come to our event, you're more than welcomed. You don't have to be a member. We'd love for you to be a member before you walk out the door, but it's not required. And we always, you know, with most of these events, unless it's up at the state capitol, there's always food and beverages.
And there was.
And they're free.
And there and was great food today.
Thank you.
They had vegetarian
spring
rolls.
Egg rolls. The egg rolls. We had crab ragoon, and we had pot stickers, too.
There you go.
And fresh vegetables. And cheeses.
And cheeses.
And it was all free.
Yeah. And all donated, I suspect?
The work? No, we purchase most of it. Some of it's donated, yes. Wow. We usually get the food at cost. And what does cost, we pay for out of PAC.
Mitch Henry, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to, the website?
We don't have a website.
Your Facebook
page. We have an active Facebook page, and it's Asian Latino Coalition.
Right. And so if somebody wants to become a member, how do they go to the Facebook page?
They can go to the Facebook page. There's a link to go to our ActBlue. And again, you go on ActBlue.com. You become a member 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anywhere in the world where they have internet access.
All right. Mitch Henry, he is the Asian Latino Coalition. Mitch, thanks so very much for not only sitting down and doing this, but also the weekly, almost every other day phone calls that I get saying, hey,
phone calls, emails, and Facebook messages.
Say, by the way, this is happening this weekend at such and such a time. And it's allowed us the opportunity to visit with a
and
great
And no member can say they didn't know about it.
That's right. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir.
Once again, that was Mitch Henry from the Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. We'll have links to their Facebook page up on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Mitch Henry, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.